Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population positive energy, Brody Stevens.
Yes.
You got it.
Pushing.
Brody, for the number of times we just go into your cadence and your I get laughs on cadence alone.
On cadence alone, I get laughs.
Am pushing right? energy, it's just from... I don't know. Maybe it's getting nervous. It's not wanting to stutter. I have a nasal drip. I don't know.
Do you have a nasal drip?
I think so. I think I have some plumbing issues in my
Let's work it out, man. I've taken the 118.
I do. Pre-chips. Post-chips.
Yeah, I want you to give me, just tell me, and just in the most Brody way, how you got here today.
Just the streets you took.
Just the streets you took to get here.
I took Burbank, started at Riverside, made a left on... Tahunga. Could have done Lancashire, but I get confused at the Lancashire-Vineland interchange.
It is a big one.
Made a left, then a right on Burbank. And there were two car accidents today on Burbank. A lot of aggressive driving.
Yeah, I love it. They knew you were coming. Well, we've got you here, and I'm so happy that you're here because I feel like one of the things you do the best, whenever I've seen you do anything, your stand-up, as you talk to an audience, warming up a crowd, as you did for our pilot a couple of years ago, whenever you do what you do, even judging the roast battle, you try and understand the people and why people make the decisions they make. You're a very curious person.
Yes.
And you like to connect with people.
Yeah.
So you're going to be perfect for this. We're trying to understand dumb behavior because we believe that the world is getting dumber.
They are.
As we speak, bro.
Because they need teaching, they need coaching, they need parenting. You guys understand all that.
Of course. Well, this is where we get to do all those things with our good friend Dan Van Kirk, who's here.
Hi friends. Dan. Hello, sir.
And this is a mini episode. This is your weekend snack.
Enjoy it.
This is a bite-sized snack with the great Brody Stevens, and we have a story, so let's jump right
in. We do. I love doing these stories, too. We're up to 22,000 people following the Facebook page.
Thank you to everybody, and thank you to everybody who signed up for the drip. I hope you're enjoying the extra content.
Nasal drip.
An extra drip. We get an extra episode, a little mini-sode for
the
drip.
One that last week with the guy who would not let his shower end no matter what got in his way.
It was really
super fun.
If you're a member of the Facebook page, you should be a member of the drip. It's
Agreed.
A small commitment, and it's something that will give you something extra that you'll love. We have great new pieces of merch that you will get if you're a part of the drip thing. So lots of cool stuff on the horizon. We want you guys to be a part of that. We have 22,000 people on the page. I think we can get up to at least 5,000 people on the drip. So let's set that as a goal. If we do that, then we get Jan Flato his money back in 10 months.
There you go.
There's only one way.
So you're saying you have 22.
Yeah.
22. And then you're shooting for five.
That's We're shooting for five. Five out of that to support this system of support.
So I'm seeing a five and a 22.
Yeah.
My birthday, May 22nd.
May 22nd.
You got it.
Yes.
Numbers matter. They do.
All right. Dan, let's
okay,
get
ready?
It.
Yes. Emerald is my birthstone.
It is.
Yes.
You got
true
it.
True story.
I know.
522. Okay,
Emerald City, Seattle.
That's where he's from.
Get ready?
Started there.
I mean, where he
comedy.
Started comedy.
Yes.
My high school girlfriend, May 22nd.
Damn.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's a goodie.
Wow. Yeah. Tommy John, pitcher, surgery, May 22nd.
He should have said I had Brody Stevens surgery.
Okay. Yeah.
Jimmy John's.
Push for that.
Jimmy John's.
I had Jimmy John's surgery. I had a sub put into my elbow.
It's right. one of my bits.
You ready for this? This was sent in by Miller JJDJ.
Miller JJDJ. What would JJDJ do?
Also, is that maybe just like the Miller coolest J-J-D-J. DJ name?
WWJJDJ.
Miller?
Yes.
Miller Park. Been there. Milwaukee. Fonzie statue.
You got it. We've been there too. We ran the sausage race.
Yeah. So
you did?
Yeah.
You did?
Kosher.
Yeah. At Miller. Who won?
We tried to do a bit. I was ahead and then I pulled.
Wait, who were you?
I was the Polish sausage.
No. And wait,
you were the chorizo. I was the Italian sausage.
Well, let's tell any townies who don't know what we're talking about.
So in the seventh inning at Miller Park in Milwaukee.
four employees of the organization.
And you don't know if you're going to run it that day. You could just be
working.
You come
in and you check your sheet and you're like, and you're working in PR or whatever, and they're like, you got to run the race.
Like someone in the front office can have to do it?
Or someone, a concession stand person.
Really?
Stand. Not a concession. I don't think it's a concession stand because it's separate workers. It's people who work for the team. So like, you know, some, and usually for them, it's an annoyance. For everyone else who's sitting out in the crowd, they're
it's like
it's
my bucket list. I want to do it.
So we went down and we asked someone who worked for the, because we were in town doing Comedians in Chelsea lately, and we asked somebody who worked for, because we knew the Cardinals were in town, miraculously. Sure. We talked to Okendo.
It's meant to be.
We talked to McGuire. We're talking to a bunch of people. And then we say, hey, who's running the sausage race? And they're like, you guys want to do it? And we're like, come on. They're like, but you got to run it. You can't like fake it. And so I was like, well, what I'm going to do is, Randy, I'm going to fake an injury.
Jay went out in front and then faked like he had a hamstring injury. And I looked back as the Italian sausage and I helped him up and we crossed the line together. The Italian and Polish
sausage.
And
it made it on Baseball Tonight.
Yeah, it did?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
Phenomenal.
That's what it's all about.
Good time.
All right.
And Miller, if you're lucky, a baseball player named Randall Simon hits you in the head with a bat.
Maybe.
Run
or
by.
Milton Bradley.
That happened.
It did. Remember, he got arrested for it.
Did he really?
I saw his mugshot.
Yeah.
Assault.
Okay. So this was sent in by Miller RJJDJ at Miller RJJDJ. Thank you so much. I want to remind people because sometimes I forget. You can send me these stories at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumb people town. Make sure you do both of those things.
And you'll get
that's
them.
How I find you. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let me read you the headline, which is probably all we would need to do a whole show on this story.
Let's hear it.
Lit herself on fire, hit officer in groin.
There you go. That's a double.
That's going to win the $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos,
that's
right?
A double-double.
That's a hot foot.
which is more self-destructive? I actually want to know.
That's a great question.
All those two things, Brody. Yeah, lighting yourself on fire or
hitting a police officer in the groin.
I would say hitting. I mean, you're kicking.
Or hitting.
I mean, you got to stretch.
That's a great question. Would you rather? I'm going to ask all three of you.
Would you rather?
Okay, keep breaking it down like you were. Would you rather light yourself on fire or kick a police officer in the groin?
I would say kick a police person.
But you might go to jail. You're not going to go to jail for setting yourself on fire.
You set yourself on fire, you're just an idiot. Yeah, but you go to jail. Even if you kick a cop in the nuts, you will get out of jail and you will still be yourself. If you light yourself on fire and you have burn marks for the rest of your life, that's
well. What if I tell you it's just your arm?
Exactly.
Just your arm?
Yeah, I'm not saying you got to engulf yourself like
in flames.
You're protesting the Vietnam War, but like.
Still, I think the burn, I mean, they're pretty equal.
Is he in uniform?
Yep. This is an official police.
That makes a big difference.
I mean,
you don't know it if it's just a regular guy in street clothes.
Yeah, you go to the Vegas and they have, you know, $20 to kick
Did
me in
the
nuts. One of those.
Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Undercover cops there, and you're like, boom, you're arrested.
You Randy?
The numbers up. I think I would light myself on fire.
I would definitely light myself on fire.
Because I just don't want it on my record.
What?
You light yourself on fire is, yeah, you want a clean sheet.
So you said you'd
kick. You're the only one who'd
kick a cop. I don't want to say I'm kicking a cop.
Wait, no. You'd kick a cop?
I'd kick a cop.
Nobody's saying you want to.
Is it a random police officer?
Yeah.
I'd kick him. I'd kick him.
This is not, we're not encouraging this, but you got to think about it.
Is a meter maid a cop? I'd kick a meter maid.
I am not going to jail.
Can I tell you a crazy story? Just a quick crazy story about parking. Parking.
Yeah, you it's know, our show.
What is it?
Yeah.
Meter maid. I mean, it's like a guy.
Meter
a guy,
per, yeah.
Parking.
Parking attendant.
Enforcement officer.
Enforcement officer, right.
Parking
so,
Nazi.
So I parked for, I was getting a coffee before I was coming over here to this place, and I was parked a little bit into the red.
Ooh.
I come out and there's a ticket on my car.
Are you serious?
Most of my cars, I swear to you.
How
most,
much, Jay?
Like the front bumper was across a red.
Okay,
that's
no,
it.
Not the wheel.
Not the wheel,
oh,
front
wow.
bumper.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd get one.
So they get 60.
Technically, you are in the
you
wrong.
You are in the
right.
Still,
I
but
just
still,
think.
$45 or $50, whatever, $60. So
it's going up.
So that's a Kangol cap.
It is. If you're LL Cool J, mm-hmm. and I,
that's a Grammys part of a Grammys accessory.
If you're Bruce right. Aarons. All right. So I, Bruce Aarons. I come.
Cardinals.
I then go some. I'm like pulling in somewhere else because I have to mail or park somewhere. I forget. I park and I see a parking guy driving towards me yeah. and I know that my thing that I'm walking over to pay it and he's like waving at me and I'm so mad from the other one that sure. I'm like,
you're hot.
I'm coming in hot.
This right. guy's going to feel the wrath.
You
of the
are
other
on
person.
Fire.
Yeah. I'm going to pay it up, pay it forward, the negativity into this guy's
That's
life.
Nice.
Right? And I'm really pissed and he pulls up and I'm like, from far away, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pay. It's not like I don't know how to pay. I'm like mad, right? He pulls up. It is the crossing guard
from my kid's school, who is easily the nicest person I've ever met in my life. He is so nice. He hugs all the kids. He's the sweetest guy.
A little too long.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, it's a Wonderland parent. I'm like, hey, remember when I acted mad 20 seconds ago?
Oh.
Did you ask him if he could get rid of the ticket?
I was like, hey, man. It felt really bad. And that has happened to me so many times. So I've come
The answer is don't come in hot.
Yeah, right. You can't do that.
Don't light yourself on fire. Jay, you lit yourself on fire.
But if given the choice, light myself on fire or kick that guy in the nuts, I would have kicked him in the nuts.
Not the crossing guard.
No, crossing guard. Kick him in the nuts.
No, yeah. That guy doesn't
kick him in the nuts.
We're not encouraging any violence against any police officers, but given the two, I'm not risking going to jail.
Nor am I. I want to hear more about this crazy lady.
We are in Hampton, New Hampshire. I don't feel like we've been there very often.
Never.
Dumb people
never.
But it doesn't really matter because a Massachusetts person was arrested in Hampton. It's a woman, a Massachusetts woman, was arrested in Hampton over the weekend after police say she lit herself on fire in the back of a police cruiser, then kicked an officer in the groin.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. If she's lighting herself on fire in the back of the cop
car,
how
does she have matches?
Who's
or
that
lighters?
Kind of on?
On the cop.
A
don't
little
give
bit,
her
right?
matches.
Do they check for lighters and
don't
all
they
that?
Say
can't put you in there with a
but
weapon.
They how do they know? Maybe
you.
She had a it stuffed down her bra.
It's true. Brody's right.
There you go.
Breast concealing.
Yeah. Or just like, hey, I may
Brody's
need
right.
But either way,
protection.
It's on them though, because that's their job is to. And they'll even tell you that, like they're like, "Fuck, I."
Do you
that
have
up.
Anything on you? Do is there any?
Right, but you can't trust.
Is there a lighter in your bra?
That thing,
right? That's. I mean, that's.
That could be a pickup line at any bar.
That's a pickup line.
Hey, I read the game. I read
right
the game.
You know, if you're on a first date and you ask someone, "Do you have a lighter
in your bra?"
And the answer is yes.
You just don't want to follow that up with.
Date's over.
Yeah. If you just don't want to follow that up with, I can put one there. You're like, what 7-Eleven do I need to drop you off at? This date is over.
Right. That you're going to rob. Jeanette Driscoll.
Yep. Driscoll.
Absolutely who I thought it was going to be.
Maybe this is the JD part of Miller, JJDJ.
Watch out. Somewhere Denny Green is up in heaven going, she is who we thought she was.
Jeanette Driscoll.
Crown her ass. Crown her ass.
Deep Arizona sports references.
Yes, Arizona State. Danny Green, good coach.
Jeanette Driscoll of Leominster. That's a place, guys.
Leominster.
Was charged with a host of crimes. Police say an officer encountered Driscoll Sunday at about 10:30 p.m. That is prime HBO showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's post 60 Minutes.
Yep.
And maybe Nadal's playing late at the U.S. Open.
Stretching
I don't know.
It out.
Near the Kennebunkport,
Maine.
Kennebunk Savings Bank.
Yep.
At Winnicunnet Road.
Can we stop with these names?
I can't. And you know what? Part of me wants to keep reading because people take it so personally that I've never heard where you live before.
I've never heard this before.
Kennebunkport, New Hampshire.
Kennebunkport, Maine. Kennebunkport, Hampton, Yunt. Kennebunkport, Maine.
Driscoll was ordered to leave the area for loitering, but she refused officers' commands.
Yep.
How's that conversation go down?
Hey, ma'am, could you please clear the area?
Nope.
No.
Ma'am. I'm not going.
No, you have to leave.
10:30 on a Sunday,
ma'am. You need to leave. You are loitering
this
right now.
This is me telling my kids they have to go to bed.
Ma'am, please get out of the area.
Nope.
Ma'am.
Nope.
I'm a police officer and I'm telling you to do something. If you don't do it, you
will forcibly take you out.
You will
of the
be
area.
Arrested and then you have no recourse whatsoever.
I'm going to go sleep in these hedges.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I can see that. Yeah, you know, you got to listen to law and authority.
No,
law,
I don't.
Well, you know what?
What?
I'm going to get more commands. I'm going to bring more officers down here. I'm going to bring meter maids, crossing guards. No,
it's not just commands. We will take action.
I'm looking for my ATM card.
Nope.
Ma'am,
no, you're not. You cannot do that.
What are the handling fees?
$4
for an
exchange.
Can I borrow your ATM card?
No, you cannot. Ma'am, you may not. You need to get
out. Back to the hedges.
I'm just at 7-Eleven paying my bills.
Ma'am,
money smart.
Ma'am, I need you to leave.
She was ordered to leave the area for loitering. Oh, like, what are you doing around a bank at 10:30 at night on a Sunday?
You're waiting for it to open on Monday.
Yeah.
You just want to get that early slot.
Yeah.
So yeah.
First you don't like waiting in line.
First
one up.
Did any of you guys ever do the banks where if you go through the drive through, maybe this is only in Rochelle, they have like the little tubes?
Yeah. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, do they still do that?
Yes.
They don't, right?
St. Louis, they do it. St. Louis, they still do it.
In L.A., no.
Elon Musk invented that.
No way.
Yep.
That's how he's going to send you to Mars. So you get in a tube, you swivel the top, Yep. And then it sucks it up, and then they send back like two lollipops.
Yeah.
And you were like, as a kid, you were thrilled.
I loved it. I used to beg my mom to not go in the one closest to the
bank. Yeah, because you want to see it travel to school. Yeah.
The movie Tron was based on that.
Really?
Yep. Little Jeff Bridges was driving. Was it Jeff Bridges in that? Or?
I think it was tiny Jeff Bridges.
There you go.
Shetland Jeff Bridges.
Son of Lloyd, brother of Bo.
Son of Lloyd, brother of Bo.
Lloyd Bridges, don't you know?
We own that. Just so everybody's listening.
FYI, we own the rights.
Quote, officers placed her in custody. Driscoll became agitated during the arrest and struggled to get into the cruiser. The way they write it is so she's having a hard time getting into.
She doesn't know how to get into a car.
Like when you're trying to, remember we've talked about this so much, when you're trying to get your drunk friend to leave somewhere, to get in the car, and they're like, wait a second.
Wait.
Like, no, get in the car.
She's like holding the side of the door, not letting
Let me tell you guys a quick story.
No, we do not want to hear a story.
I'll get in, but you got to tell me a quick story.
Turned into an abduction
by the cops.
She's fighting.
The cops are trying to push her head down into the things.
I like if she couldn't find the door handle and they let her work it out herself.
She's just struggling with it, guys.
Yes. They placed her into custody. She struggles getting into the cruiser. Hampton police said in a statement, while being transported to the police station, Jeanette Driscoll managed to light her clothes on fire.
No!
Political protest.
There you go.
Against herself.
That's how they do it. You saw the cover of Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. That's how they do it. Randy, they're making a statement.
Randy was just at Burning Man. This is Burning Woman.
This is Burning Woman.
Yeah. They're burning her.
Not as good of an event, I don't think.
Burning Man was, and I've talked about, was pretty amazing.
Well,
it was pretty crazy.
I think we should have you at this next
I'll tell
drip.
A little. For the next drip. Okay, so here's
you'll
what
just
I'm
tell, No.
I want to tell a little story here, and you can get the rest of it on the next if you,
and then
if
we'll
you
go
subscribe
back into
to
this
the
and
drip.
Wrap it up.
Okay, so I was. All right. So I'm going to get my hair washed because that's just something you do.
Burning Man?
At Burning Man. There was like a tent that they're like, we'll wash your hair for you. By the way, I got a flat tire on my bike and someone was like, I'll fix it for you. They had like a tent where they're fixing bikes and he fixed my bike for me. Unbelievable. Like just did it for free.
Right.
Did it because that's the way it is.
Wow.
People are so nice. Bro, you would love it there. People, I don't think you'd like the dust, but people are so nice. So nice. It's unbelievable. So you go get your hair washed and we're sitting around, we're talking to people. And we're sitting in the waiting area, and they're like, come on, this isn't like a regular waiting area. Talk to the people around you. Find someone you've never spoken to before and talk to the people. So we got into a little circle, and people are all sharing things about them that are interesting. And the woman next to me is like, this is fascinating. She was like, we said, what's interesting about you? She's like, well, I just turned 50. I just lost my job 2 months ago. I just got divorced 3 months ago. I'm a virgin. I was like, how are you married all this long and you're still a virgin? I guess that's amazing that you made that work for that long. She's like, so I came to Burning Man. I'm like, incredible.
Man, I don't want you to, I want you to save all this.
Yeah,
save
hold on. I've got so much more. So she was like, I came to Burning Man. And she's like, then my friend at my camp last night took me to the Orgy Dome.
Whoa. All right, leave it at that.
Come on, dude.
Leave it at
Come
that. So you're giving away
orgy
too
dome.
Much.
Orgy Dome.
You don't understand how to hold out the punchline.
Was Tina Turner there?
You want to give more?
Ran,
why don't you just tell the end of the story and then not?
Because I'm going to ask you so many things and there's already, I don't want to, I can't.
Dude, the rest of the story is on this week's trip.
Okay,
you went to Burning Man. Wow, that's like going to one of those secret conferences.
Being on Tatooine. It was like somewhere else. It was like I was in another world.
Find out what happened to this virgin who just got divorced at age 50 who showed up at Burning Man.
And if you think that's the only story you're telling, like I'm going to make you dig in so deep. Okay,
I got
more. Let's get back to this.
How's the parking there?
Pretty good.
A lot of open space.
Yeah, hey. F to the 413.
You got it. Universal Station.
So while being transported, Jeanette Driscoll managed to light her clothes on fire. I love like too that like yeah she managed to do it. Like no guys, she had a lighter or matches on her. Also,
she
do you think
managed.
She took her clothes? No, she didn't take them off. Here's
no
why.
Because it was burning on top of her.
The officer, this is my favorite part of the story. Just if you were driving by and saw this, the officer transporting her pulled the cruiser over and had to remove her from the vehicle and roll her around on the ground to extinguish the flames.
Sounds that, like assault.
For also, by the way, good move on his part. He was like, "We got to get you out.
We're gonna stop, drop, and roll.
We're
inside
gonna roll
of this interstate.
You over."
He had to probably because she's cuffed, right?
Yes.
So he has to. He's like out there rolling her around like
but,
a rug.
By the way, he also is going to be like in danger of getting lit on fire.
He was
he's pulling
her
out.
Well, he had to get her out of that car.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the back of the cop car.
Driscoll was treated at the Portsmouth Regional Hospital, then transported to the Hampton Police Station, so she didn't get that burned, where police said she kicked an officer in the groin. At one point, are you like, Jeanette,
Stop it.
Well, you just
stop
rolled it. Her around.
Yeah.
We just put a fire out on you, and this is how you repay us?
Yes. She's dizzy. Her equilibrium's off. She's just trying to get her balance.
Brody, you need to be her lawyer. You are Jeanette Driscoll's lawyer.
That, by the way, is a great case to make.
Brody, I'm just trying to
excuse
walk.
Machine. Yes.
You know, I dare say, Your Honor.
Taking giant steps.
Dare say, Your Honor, if the police officer hadn't rolled her around so much, she wouldn't have been so dizzy, hence probably not have accidentally kicked them in the groin.
I rest my case. What if her lawyer was Ronald T. Justice? Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
My name is Stephen Brody Stevens, and you will address me
as such.
Yes.
I am Ronald T. Justice.
You don't need to be in cuffs unless you're into that sort of
my
thing.
Client,
that's
my
client. That's your ad right there.
that's the one of the ads.
Brody Stevens, you don't need to be in cuffs unless you're into that sort of thing. Brody Stevens,
but that's attorney. That's from Darren Kafanoki. I don't know, free ads, but that was from it's a popular thing. I am stealing that bit.
It was a good pull.
It was a good pull.
It was homage.
Your Honor, I may submit that my client here did not kick that officer. My client had rolled around, and in her dizziness, let me submit that officer's groin went on to my client's foot.
Not the other way around.
A knee would be probably actually more hurtful.
A knee would be hurtful.
A lot more.
You know, so what's the intent there? Maybe it was just to it was like a reaction. You knee somebody, that's some aggression.
By the way, you see a groin coming at you, you might want to kick that thing out of the way.
I think
this Me Too moment.
At some point, if I was a cop, I would have looked at Jeanette and been like, "What? When is it going
to
stop?
What more do we need? We just helped you.
We got you away from a dangerous
bank. Asked you to leave. You wouldn't. We cuffed you up. Fine. We put you in the car.
You set yourself on fire.
We put the fire out.
Yeah.
And now
you kick us? It's like when you're telling your kid, I've seen people do this, and I'm sure you guys have done it. This day is for you.
Right.
Do you think this is what we want to be doing today?
Do you think
today?
I want to be
when
that
they,
so
when
many
they
times.
Push you so far? So
do you
like,
think I want to be
do
here?
You think I wanted to put you out?
No, I did not. And she, the whole time as she's rolling around, she's like, it's lit, yo. It's lit, yo.
It's lit, yo. It's lit.
We own that too.
Yeah.
Driscoll was charged with assault, loitering, and trespassing. She was released on $10,000 bond pending an arraignment on October 2nd in Seabrook District Court, in case any of townies want to go.
I want townies, show up.
We're going to get out of here on this. I'm going to ask you guys, Brody, you are our friend and our guest.
Yes.
You can decide if you want to go first, Tig, which is second, or third. In a game of Guess the AG, okay. How old do you think Jeanette Driscoll is?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Based on what we know,
do you want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go Tig.
Okay. Go Tig.
All right. Jason, who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Jason,
she's 39.
39 years old.
Yes.
Sunday night, pissed off,
mad
at kids that she doesn't speak to anymore.
That's right.
It's their fault.
She has a grandkids in the
she
mix.
Might.
Yeah.
She's
39. Right. First of all, she got a deep voice from all the smoking.
Yeah.
Second of all, she's 29.
I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Ooh. Can I get the name again? First name?
Jeanette Driscoll.
Jeanette's kind of an older name.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say over 40. Somebody said 39?
Yeah. So pick a number.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's not Price is Right. It's pick straight up no matter what.
I'm going to say in honor of Jackie Robinson, 42.
There you
42.
Go. She's doing the number proud.
All right.
Randy, what do you got?
I said 29.
She looks like she's 42. I got a 29. Jay's got a 39, and Brody's got a 42.
All right, we're going to get out of here on this, and I'll show her picture right after I say it.
Which will be on the Facebook page.
We'll say goodbye to all of you. Before we do that, I've decided I like doing this.
By the way, Brody said he wanted to go second, and I went second. I apologize.
No, you went third.
You went third.
Yeah, you went 42. Yeah. Okay, man, somebody's still at Burning
Sorry,
Man. Over
Jesus, I'm out of it. More stories to come on.
Before we give the age, does anybody have any plugs?
Yeah,
sometimes
Brody,
we do it at the very end,
Brody,
and I think people
are
gone.
Yeah.
We should tell them now.
I'll be in Detroit on October 2nd at the L Club, doing a little tour.
Nice.
Detroit.
Beautiful.
Where can people check all the dates of your tour? At BrodyStevens.com?
BrodyStevens.com. We need to update it, but Brody is me friend on Twitter, all those places. But
Brody,
yes, Brody
is me friend.
Based off Tony and Mr. Lee, my busboys in New York City. Brody, you good guy, you me friend.
Yo,
it's
me
an
friend.
Homage.
Brody is me friend.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. That's what it was.
I love it. I think it's so funny.
Iran?
You can see us in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Well,
first of all, this is going to drop. Is this going to drop this Friday?
I believe so.
Okay,
yes.
So you can see us and Dan at the Improv on Saturday night, the Hollywood Improv on the 8th. Saturday night, see us there doing a headlining set of comedy there. Then
which is rare for LA. So if you're in LA town,
you get a chance to see us do a 40-minute set and Dan do a set of comedy.
Yep.
And then you can see us in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We have four shows, two Friday, two Saturday on the 20th and 21st. So you can see us there in the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, which
Friday
is
and Saturday.
Downtown Friday and Saturday night. Then you can see us in Denver. We'll be in Boulder on October 3rd.
It's a Wednesday.
And Denver Downtown Comedy Works the rest of the weekend, one of the best clubs ever. Nice. And then we're going to do a live Dumb People Town at the ATC, All Things Comedy Festival in Phoenix. All these dates are on superscholars.com. You can check that out. Then Austin. And then we've got dates in the new year. We'll be coming to San Diego in January. We're going to be coming to where in February? We got Portland.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Back in Portland.
Haven't been to Healy in a while. Portland at the beginning of February. And then I think we're going to come back and do Salt Lake City again. Maybe do a live Dumb People Town there. Okay. There you go. Check it out. We'll get it going.
And I have a special on iTunes and Amazon, Brody Stevens Live at the Main Room. So you can see me doing my late night spot at the Comedy Store. That's on there. I do have more shows. I'm inspired. Things are happening.
I love you, Brody. I freaking love you so much, and I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'll be in Glendale, Arizona in March.
Nice.
Love it.
All right, we're going to get into this. I want to tell people really quickly, you can come to my Together tour. The legs are being announced right now. I'll be starting on the 18th of September, and then I'm going to Houston, Austin, Dallas, Lafayette, Baton Rouge. It's the Daniel Van Kirk Together tour. Go to danielvankirk.com. That website should be up and running now, or just follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You can get all the information there.
All right. I'm dying to find out how old this woman is.
Remember, sure. Brody said 42, Jay said 39, I said 29.
Yep.
Jeanette Driscoll.
The woman who likes to hang out at the bank on a Sunday night, refuses to leave, sets herself on fire, gets rolled around in the grass, then kicks a police officer in the groin.
It's a perfect night.
Checking your balance.
So if you ask her which one she'd rather do, the answer is both.
Both.
Uh-huh.
She is 19 years
old. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow, this is a woman with a lot of life ahead of her.
That's a mad 19.
She's like, what? That's the face of every 19. What?
That's what her face. Her face is going. What?
She is lashing out.
Out at America.
She can be in a Bo Burnham movie.
She could be in a Bo Burnham.
She could be.
That's Bo Burnham's next movie. 19.
19.
She started 13 and went 6 years.
What would that be? 13th grade.
13th grade.
13th grade. That's a DBT mini with the great Brody.
Although
Steven.
19 with this girl, 19, she's probably still a senior.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right, Brody Stevens, there you go. Mini down. Have a great weekend, everybody. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum dum dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.